This is the DX audio service for May 1985. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey reporting. In just a second, Jerry Starr will be in with the AM Switch column. But first, I'd like to remind you that if you're going to send a card or letter or perhaps a cassette to us here at the audio service, please send it to me directly instead of the National Radio Club headquarters. Our address here is Fred Vobey, and the spelling of the last name is V-O-B-B-E, and the address 39220 Cheshire, C-H-E-S-H-I-R-E, in Westland, Michigan. And the zip code is 48185-3709. Now here's Jerry Starr with a look at AM Switch.
This is Jerry Starr, editor of the AM Switch column in the National Radio Club's DX News magazine, with the audio version of AM Switch for DX Audio Service. First of all, let's briefly run through some of the standard abbreviations and terms that are used in AM Switch. An application is either a proposal to the FCC to build and operate a new station, or a request from an existing station to make certain technical changes, such as power increase or frequency change. A grant means the FCC has given permission for a new station to be built or for technical changes to be made at existing stations. Antenna mode designations are the same as used in the NRC logbook. D standing for daytime only and U for unlimited time or full time. A number following this designation indicates the use of a directional antenna pattern. D1, for instance, is a daytime station that is non-directional. D3 is a directional daytimer. U1 is an unlimited station, non-directional day and night. U2 is directional nights only. U3 has the same directional pattern day and night, while U4 uses different patterns daytime and nighttime. A CP is a construction permit, the formal authorization issued by the FCC for construction of new or changed facilities. At the end of each AM switch, we also have an otherness column, which contains random news and notes from the world of AM broadcasting. This month we have AM Switch columns from the last three editions of DX News. The first is AM Switch column number 90, which appeared in the March 18, 1985 edition. First, here are call letter changes. On 10/20, new station in Sharon, Connecticut will be WKZE. 10/40, new station, Fort Deposit, Alabama, WQTX. 11/20, WQXM, Gordon, Georgia, becomes WMKS. 1150 WHUE Boston becomes WMEX. 1270 KORY Sparks, Nevada, another call letter change for this station, it is now KPLY. On 1290 WSBL Sanford, North Carolina becomes WKKO. 1350 WKZU Laconia, New Hampshire is WMRS. On 1400, WPMA, Tacoma, Washington, becomes KITZ. Here now are applications for new stations. On 700 in Marvell, Arkansas, 1,000 watts, D1. 810, Somerset, Texas, 500 watts, D3. 1230, Chardon, Nebraska, 1,000 watts, day and night, U1. 1290, Kerrville, Texas, 500 watts, D3. This is a reapplication. On 1560 in Hazard, Kentucky, 1,000 watts D3 with 500 watts critical hours. Critical hours being the first 2 hours after sunrise and the last 2 hours before sunset. Here are new stations which have been granted by the FCC. On 640 in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, 10,000 watts day, 500 watts night, U4. On 1020, Sharon, Connecticut, 250 watts, D1. And on 1480 in Gooding, Idaho, 1,000 watts, D1. Here are some applications from existing stations for changes. 540 WGTO Cypress Gardens, Florida, night power to 5,000 watts. On 880 KIXI, Seattle, Mercer Island, Washington, night power to 10,000 watts with a different directional antenna system at night. On 1110 KBND, Bend, Oregon, has asked to delete their night power increase and also relocate their transmitter. 1140 WASG Atmore, Alabama, raising their critical hours power to 50,000 watts. 1410 KCOL Fort Collins, Colorado, asked to raise day power to 5,000 watts, change their antenna mode to U4. 1520 KTLN, Apopka, Florida, would like to move to 1510 kilohertz, raise their power to 25 kilowatts, and become D3. Now here are grants that have been made to existing stations. 550 KPAB, Ponce, Puerto Rico, raises night power to 5,000 watts. 640 WHLO, Akron, Ohio, night power to 500 watts and also making changes in their nighttime directional pattern. On 1060 KIJN, Farwell, Texas, power to 5,000 day, 250 night, U4. 1120 WMSW, Hatillo, Puerto Rico, to 5,000 day and night, U2. 1140 KJEM, Boise, Idaho, raises power to 50,000 day, 10,000 night, U3. 1380 WAOK in Atlanta makes changes in their antenna system. 1450 WHTC Holland, Michigan, reduces the height of their antenna. 1590 WERA Plainfield, New Jersey, asks to make changes in the antenna system. And 1600 KCGS Marshall, Arkansas, is granted a move to 960 kilohertz, reducing their power to 500 watts. Turning to our otherness column for this edition, on 750, an application for a new station in Plover, Wisconsin, has been canceled at the request of the applicant. There's more news on this later as they have reapplied for this station on a different frequency. KPLA 770 in Riverbank, California, will be putting this new station on the air, according to the station, somewhere toward the very end of 1985, possibly December of 1985 or January of 1986. They will be 50,000 watts day, 1,000 watts night, U2, and that is a change from the powers listed in the original grant. WNYN 900 in Canton, Ohio, has been off the air for several weeks and now has returned under the new call letter, WTOF, most of their programming consisting of a simulcast with WTOF-FM. KOYN 910 in Billings, Montana, this station is currently silent. On 1200 WFAI, Fayetteville, North Carolina, had an application and a grant to move to 1200, has decided not to exercise that right and will remain on 1230. And 1510 KKZU, Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. This station is also silent. That, by the way, raises the number of silent stations just in the state of Washington to 5. Now we move on to AM switch number 91, which appeared in the April 1st, 1985 edition of DX News. First of all, we start with a number of call letter changes. 630 WKBX, Savannah, Georgia, changes to WBMQ. 640, new station, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, will be WLVJ. 720, new station in Shiremanstown, Pennsylvania, WWII. 770, new station, Nicholasville, Kentucky, WKYJ. 830, new station in Norco, Louisiana, WADU. And on 1000, new station in Marion, Texas, KKJB. 1010, KSMN, Mason City, Iowa, becomes KLSS. 1040, new station, Monument, Colorado, KKRE. 1050, WHGI, Augusta, Georgia, changes to WTCB. 1190, WERU, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, becomes WMAD. 1210, WAVI, Dayton, Ohio, swaps calls with their FM station. WAVI now becomes WDAO on 1210. 1230, KLAV, Las Vegas, Nevada, becomes KEZD. 1290, WSBL, Sanford, North Carolina, changes to WEYE. 1380, KGMS, Sacramento, California, new call, KSMJ. 1400, KUNA, San Luis Obispo, California, changes to KLTW. Also on 1400, KFTN, Provo, Utah, new call, KXYC. 1430, WWWO, Panama City, Florida, changes to WKSD. 1470, KLIB, Liberal, Kansas, changes to KILS. 1490, KYNN, Omaha, Nebraska, new call, KEDS. 1520, WRID, Homer City, Pennsylvania, changes to WCCS. 1570, WFBZ, Minocqua, Wisconsin, becomes WMYM. On 1580, WIZY Columbus, Georgia, changes to WEAM. 1590, WCCL Jackson, Mississippi, new call WYHT. And on 1600, WRBN Warner Robins, Georgia, changes to WVIJ. Here are applications for new radio stations. 700, Coppell, Texas, 500 watts D1. Also on 700, Louisville, Texas, 1,000 watts D1. On 1060 in Mustang, Oklahoma, 250 watts D3. 1120, Destin, Florida, 1,000 watts D1. Also on 1120, in Metairie, Louisiana, 1,000 watts D1. Also on 1120, Petal, Mississippi, 1,000 watts D1. And on 1120, Bridge City, Texas, 5,000 watts D1. 1200, Manor, Texas, 2,500 watts D1. 1440, Pea Ridge, Arkansas, 1,000 watts D3. Pea Ridge, Arkansas had previously applied for a station with 5,000 watts D3 and was turned down when the new station in Bellefont, Arkansas was granted on 1440. They now are tendering a new application with lower power than the previous one. Several new stations have been granted on 750 Brookport, Illinois, 500 watts D1, and on 840 Annandale, Virginia, 2,500 watts D1. Here are some applications from existing facilities. 540 KVIP Redding, California would like to increase power to 5,000 watts. 830 KMMI Marshall, Michigan, which is a new station recently granted and not yet on the air, applies to make a move to Shepherd, Michigan, which is quite a move. Shepherd and Marshall are about 90 miles apart. On 1110 KBND Bend, Oregon, deleting night power increase. They will be 25,000 watts day, 1,000 night U2. 1240 WJTN Jamestown, New York, 1,000 day, 1,000 night, U1. On 1380 WYSH Clinton, Tennessee, wants their power to be 1,000 day, 500 night, U2. 1400 KCOG Centerville, Iowa, 1,000 day and night, U1. 1480 KLAY Lakewood, Washington, would like to move to 1180 kilohertz with 10,000 day, 1,000 night, U2. 1490 WYKR Wells River, Vermont, would like to change to daytime only with 5,000 watts D1 on 840 kilohertz. And 1600 WKBJ Milan, Tennessee, would like the power to be 2,500 watts D1. Here are the grants to existing facilities. 560 KVOK Kodiak, Alaska, to relocate transmitter and make changes in their antenna system. 660 KSKY Bulch Springs, Texas, a taller tower. 740 WLWI Montgomery, Alabama, to relocate transmitter and make antenna changes. 750 KXL Portland, Oregon, antenna changes. 990 WPIK Flomaton, Alabama, power to 2,500 watts. 1030 KHWY Folsom, California, to make antenna changes. This is a new station which is now on the air. 1080 KTNX Anchorage, Alaska, relocate transmitter. 1140 KRAK Sacramento, California, antenna changes. 1230 KTNC Falls City, Nebraska, goes to 1,000 watts day and night, U1. 1240 KJOP Lemoore, California, 1,000 day and night, U1. 1320 WUNO San Juan, Puerto Rico, raises their night power to 5,000 watts. 1330 KENU in Umpqua, Washington, adds a night power. They are now 500 day, 500 night, U2. 1340 WEXL Royal Oaks, Michigan, to 1,000 watts day and night, U1. 1380 KBAE Everett, Washington, changes from U2 to U1. The powers remain unchanged. 1420 WACK Newark, New York, changes in antenna system. 1480 WCNS La Trobe, Pennsylvania, antenna changes and also reducing their night power from 1,000 watts to 500 watts. 1530 KFBK Sacramento, California, antenna changes. 1550 WRHC Coral Gables, Florida, antenna changes. 1560 WQXR New York changes in the antenna system to slightly alter their nighttime directional cardioid pattern. And finally, on 1560 KGHO Hoquiam, Washington, moves to 1490 kilohertz, 1,000 watts day and night, U1. This, by the way, has already taken effect. KGHO has already made the switch in record time, by the way, to 1490. Here's a look at our otherness column from issue number 91. 600 WFST Caribou, Maine, after being silent, is back on the air with country programming. On 710 WUFF Eastman, Georgia, application for power increase has been returned by the FCC for additional engineering. And on 710 KMMD Ennis, Montana, has requested an extension of CP time to complete this new station. On 820 WOSU Columbus, Ohio, according to the station, will have their nighttime 1,000 watt on in late 1985. On 840, applications for new stations in Purcellville and Earliesville, Virginia, and Denton, Maryland, have been dismissed in the same action which granted the new Annandville, Virginia station. 960 WRFC, Athens, Georgia, once again submits an application to raise power and move transmitter. This is the third time this application has been made. Twice it's been returned. 1030 KGUS, Florence, Arizona, requests extension time for a CP to build a new station. On 1380 WIZO Franklin, Tennessee, according to a verification letter received from the station, their night power is 500 watts, not 5,000 watts, as listed in the current NRC log. And on 1580 WTYO Hammonton, New Jersey, was reported by an NRC member as having changed calls to WQIO. We contacted the station by phone, and according to them, they are still WTYO and know nothing of any call change. Now let's move to AM Switch number 92, which appeared in the April 15th, 1985 edition of DX News. 1030, new station, Vernon Hills, Illinois, WLMV. 1050, new station, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, KNXX. 1130, WWCM, Brazil, Indiana, which has been silent, requests new call letters, WSDM, which probably also indicates a resumption of operations at that station. Also on 1130, new station in Guyana, Puerto Rico, WOIZ. 1350, KBOT, Cabot, Arkansas, to KYXZ. 1430, WJRB, Madison, Tennessee, becomes WLRQ. 1500, WROQ, Burbank, California, WRCK. And on 1560, KABI, Abilene, Kansas, changes to KSAJ. Applications for new station, 840 Plover, Wisconsin, 500 watts D1. This is an application by Quantum Broadcasting. Previously had an application for 750, which was returned by the FCC a number of times. They have canceled their 750 application. Now are making a new application on 840. 890 Port Orange, Florida, 500 watts D1. 1130 Milan, New Mexico, 5,000 watts D1. 1150 Canton, Mississippi, 500 watts D1. And on 1170, Bushnell, Florida, 1,000 watts D1. Two new stations have been granted. On 1040, Cannonsburg, Kentucky, with 10,000 watts D3, 1,000 watts during critical hours. 1130, Guyana, Puerto Rico, 2,500 watts D1. Here are applications from existing stations. On 630, KJNO, Juneau, Alaska, would like to change their power to 5,000 day, 1,000 nights U1. 640 WLVJ, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, would like to relocate their transmitter site. This station, by the way, is brand new and not on the air yet. 660 KGDP, Santa Ynez, California, would like an extension of their CP completion time for this new station that is not on the air, and also request a move to Orcutt, California. 800 KFRZ, Brigham City, Utah, power to 1,000 watts D1. 860 WAEC Atlanta, Georgia, would like to move to Mapleton, Georgia. On 1010, WBIX Jacksonville Beach, Florida, wants to add 5,000 directional watts nighttime. 1230 KIFW Sitka, Alaska, to 1,000 day and night U1. Also on 1230, KGFJ Los Angeles would like to increase the power during KPPC hours. KPPC and nearby Pasadena, California, operates only a few hours a week. During those hours, KGFJ on 1230 has been reducing their power to 100 watts. They would now like to increase that to the rather odd power of 400 watts. 1270 WNOG Naples, Florida, night power to 2,500. 1430 KNTA Santa Clara, California, night power to 2,500. 1460 WRLB Mount Holly, New Jersey, would like to move to Florence, New Jersey, and relocate the transmitter. 1470 WMMW Meriden, Connecticut, wants to reduce the night power of their full-time CP, which is not on the air yet, by the way. They want to reduce that from 5,000 to 2,500. And finally, on 1500 WDEB Jamestown, Tennessee, once again applies for the third time to move to 820 kilohertz and change their city of license to Aledart, Tennessee. Several grants have been made to existing facilities on 740 WSBR, Boca Raton, Florida, daytime power to 2,500 watts, 790 WTSK, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, power to 5,000 watts, D1. On 800 WSST, Largo, Florida, is granted a move to 820 kilohertz with 50,000 watts daytime, 1,000 watts nighttime, U2. 860 KTRB, Modesto, California, to 50,000 watts day and night, U4. 1030 WBDX, White Bluff, Tennessee, day power raised to 10,000 watts, still remaining non-directional daytime, directional nighttime with 250 watts. On 1080, KJEL, Lebanon, Missouri, moves to 750 kilohertz with 1,000 watts D1. That move, by the way, has already taken place. And on 1520, WCCS, formerly WRID, Homer City, Pennsylvania, is granted a change to move to 1160 kilohertz with 1,000 watts day, 250 watts night, U4. Scanning through otherness, 660 KTNN, Window Rock, Arizona, has requested extension of their CP completion time. This is a new station licensed to the Navajo tribe, which is not yet on the air. 700, Walkersville, Maryland, application for new station has been returned by the FCC for the second time. 720, application for new station in Hernando, Florida, has been returned. On 830 WLND, new station in Cortland, Ohio, went on the air April 1st, 1985, basically country music. 840, application for Bernalillo, New Mexico, has been returned for the second time. Also on 840, an application for a new station in Seymour, Wisconsin, has been returned. 880, application for new station in Fraser, Tennessee, returned. 990, application for new station in Mayville, Wisconsin, has been returned. On 1010, KCMJ, Palm Springs, California, request an extension of their CP to move to 1140 kilohertz. 1300 KGHX, Fairbanks, Alaska, this station is temporarily silent. 1330 WELW, Willoughby, Ohio, application for full-time operation has been returned. 1370 KGNW, Sussex, Wisconsin, this station is presently silent. 1390 KBBO, Yakima, Washington, application for power increase has been returned for additional engineering. On 1400, an application for Silverdale, Washington, for a new station has been returned. And on 1590 WALY, Gray, Kentucky, this new station is now on the air with basically religious programming. That's all for now. Until next month, 73 and good DX. I'm Jerry Starr for the DX Audio Service.
And now Bob Walker has a new story about a famous set of call letters from the 1960s, which returns to Boston.
There's a new set of call letters in Boston, but it's a familiar set. WMEX on 1150 AM will feature the golden oldie sounds of the 1950s and 60s by the likes of Fats Domino, Dion and the Belmonts, Elvis, the Beach Boys, Jerry Lee Lewis, and possibly some of the current vibes of Wolfman Jack, direct from the West Coast. General Manager Bill Campbell, who also runs sister station WMJX-FM for Greater Media in Boston, won't talk about the Wolfman angle. But Greater Media recently purchased the Wolfman's Los Angeles outlet, KRLA. If nothing else, the unveiling of the WMEX format, combined with the KRLA deal, raises Greater Media to the eighth largest radio chain in the United States. Oldies-oriented WMEX will target the 18 to 49-year age group with a pure oldies format. The station began broadcasting at 5 p.m. on March the 15th. Don Daniels is the new program manager. He comes from one of America's leading golden oldie outlets, Denver's KRZN-AM. Music director Quentin McLaurie, an authority on the air and a top jock from WCGY in Lawrence, and his collection of 30,000-plus record titles from the 50s and 60s also have come aboard.
7:12 on a Thursday morning. Quentin McLaurie helping you through Rush Hour with the heart and soul of rock and roll. 1150 WMEX and Bobby Vinton.
Born Again, WMEX AM, its call letters were WHUE AM, airs the music of the golden oldie years, the 50s and the 60s. It started broadcasting under its new call letters on March the 15th at 5 p.m. WMEX marked the start of a four-day St. Patrick's Day Evacuation Day bash by introducing its new on-air DJ team. Not to be outdone, WROR-FM launched a 22 one-half-hour rock and roll reunion Saturday, March the 16th at 10 a.m., featuring the on-air reunion of some of Boston's top radio jocks of the 60s and 70s.
They are rocking in Boston. WROR, Woo-Woo Ginsburg here, and been on for the last couple of hours, bringing it all back home for sure. With Fenway coming up next. Fenway is here. He's smoking his cigar, getting ready to take care of the next couple
too
of
loud.
Hours.
Oh, those are
that's
driving
too loud.
Me crazy.
That's
here,
all
this
right.
New equipment at ROR.
Hey, Fenway.
Arnie, it's good to see you again. I haven't seen you in. Since, you know, I know things are tough now. You're down to one woo now, right?
Right.
It's a really tough time. I'm looking forward to 2 hours right here with my DJ voice. Let me slip into my disc jockey suit and put on Gladys Knight. And she's down to one
first
tip,
of all,
by the
no,
way.
We got to do this officially. Do you realize right. that there is an official rock and roll reunion station identification that's supposed to be done to make things legal?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fenway on the WROR Rock and Roll Reunion.
Now you can introduce Gladys Knight and the Grapes. And the Grapes. I heard it through the grapevine.
The WROR Jock Reunion spotlighted some of the good guys from the old WMEX days. You heard Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg and Fenway Larry Justice. They were joined by Melvin X. Melvin, Jefferson K., Charlie Van Dyke, Chuck Knapp, Dan Donovan, and Norm Nathan. All the guest jocks joined Joe Martell on his regular WROR Saturday Night Live at the Oldies Show, and each hosted a two-hour stint over the weekend, with the reunion broadcast ending Sunday at 6 p.m.
Ready, Cam?
Yeah, it's called Boom Boom.
Here's Freddie in a different voice, by the way. Listen to it. It's those tight shorts, Freddie. Talking about tight shorts.
As you heard on the front part of this cassette, Jerry Starr talked about several stations in Washington being silent. Washington isn't the only state that has silent stations in it. Phil Wayne has a report for the DX Audio Service.
Notice any quiet spots on your AM dial lately? Tiny AM radio station, KLEU of Waterloo, has quit the air because it is being sold. Manager Tim Teeter said the big band music station went off the air Friday night after its regular daytiming programming and could remain off the air for 60 days until the new owners, a Michigan-based group he declined to identify, can take over the operation. Advertisers were not interested in the 55-plus age group who made up most of the 500-watt station's audience, Teeter said. He said the sale price would be in excess of $250,000. The owner is Paul Logley of Rockford, Illinois. KLEU began broadcasting at 850 kilohertz in 1972 as a rock and roll station and switched to big band music in 1978. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
On tape number one, we said that we would be giving information about frequency checks here on the DX Audio Service on regular programs. Well, as it turns out, there's much too much information to give you from time to time. So what we're going to be doing is putting together a separate cassette, which you can purchase from the National Radio Club. Details of this will be coming soon, so stay tuned to your DX Audio Service. For membership into the National Radio Club or to subscribe to this service, contact the Membership Center. It's headed by Mr. Ron Musco. Post Office Box 118, Pocono, Connecticut. Zip code is 06064. I'm Fred Volpe for the DX Audio Service, a service of the National Radio Club. Please fast forward your cassette and flip it over for more program.